Live from the basement, the comfy chairs of the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown Washington, D.C., it's the Lullabot Theming Workshop 2006, D.C. style.
Podcast.
Podcast. So here we are. We're actually in a room full of people in a basement. It's you know, as basements go, a very nice basement. It's a hotel. We wish they had more windows because we've been sitting here for 4 days learning about Drupal. And I don't know, people. Are you guys learning stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enthusiastic.
That extra recorder.
Yeah.
Can we go home now?
So it's been weeks since we've done a podcast. Angie, why?
We've been busy.
We've been very busy. I think we can sort of leak that mtv.co.uk. Is live, Drupal site. We're sort of putting it out there slowly, but it's up. And we've been putting out fires and other burning things.
burning fires elsewhere.
We've been, yes, burning fires and a lot of that. It's been cool stuff. But lots of news in the land of Drupal recently.
Yeah.
What do we got? Last time we were on, we talked about a new installer, right?
And I don't know if that was in then, but there is a new installer in Drupal. It makes it really, really easy to install Drupal. Before, you had to basically download Drupal, and then you had to extract it. Then you had to create a database. You had to upload stuff into the database, and then you had to figure out, was it connected to Drupal? And then you have to edit your settings.php. And if you forget about something or you make a typo and you get an error and then you're like, oh, crap. And you're like, I think WordPress sounds like a better option. So now it's all been fixed. Everyone, I didn't work on the installer at all, but everyone else did a great job. Basically, you can install Drupal now. You extract it. You create a database. And then you go to Drupal and it takes care of everything else for you. Really, really easy. Biggest usability boost to Drupal in a long time. So hopefully that's going to attract a lot of new people.
And so that'll be in the next version of Drupal, right?
Right.
And what else? There's been other big changes. I've been watching the patch queue of commits to the head version of Drupal, which will be the next version. We keep referring to it as 5.0 in this class, but is this actually based on any real information from anyone?
It's a rumor I actually started.
So you started this?
I started the rumor. Why did I start this? So, I think there's a lot of... So...
The Ted Serbinsky 5.0, everyone else 4.8 release of Drupal.
Not to be confused with a 0.72 rumor, which came from Twit, if you listened to the last podcast. So, why 5.0? So, 5.0 implies a big change. 4.6 to 4.7 was huge, but to everyone else, it looks exactly the same. Like, yeah, so what? Why is it in a year late? It doesn't do anything. Now, there's a new installer, there's a new administration interface, hopefully a new JavaScript library, hopefully a new theme. There's all kinds of CSS changes, CCK, half of it's in core. I mean, looking at it, Drupal's working a lot differently, it's a lot more usable, and it's just really totally different beast now, and it's opening up to a whole wide range of new possibilities. Without 4.7 and half the patches in 4.8, 5.0, we couldn't build MTV. So I think it's ready. I'm saying 5.0.
You're saying based on the amount of ass-kicking,
exactly.
5.0, the ass-kicking Drupal version. So you touched a little bit on some of the other things, the new administrator interface, the new JavaScript library, potentially, which is jQuery. John Resig, who's the developer of jQuery, has been super helpful on kind of helping to get that together so that we can put it into Drupal, including changing the license of it to put it out under GPL, which is amazing because everything in Drupal needs to be GPL licensed. And so he's been doing that. Either you guys want to talk about the new administration interface and how that came together?
So basically what it is it reorganizes everything. So it makes a bit more sense. It's, instead of you just having your admin and then just a bunch of stuff underneath admin, and then your admin settings and a bunch of stuff under admin settings, it kind of groups things logically. So you have user configuration, site configuration, and all that good kind of stuff like that.
Sweet!
Yes! It's very late in the day. It's been a very long week.
This is day four, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on day four, and it's been a lot of teaching, a lot of learning, a lot of information digestation.
A lot of making up words.
Yeah. We've made up a lot of words. We've made up a lot of information in general, really. These people are going to get home and realize it was just a long hypnosis class. What else? Anything else exciting? Come on, there's got to be some exciting stuff. Matt Westgate.
La 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 la.
It's been 4 days. We're thinking about doing a 5-day workshop next time, and I'm just not so sure about it.
Has anybody found the keys to this room yet so we can get out?
Let's see. We were gonna take questions from people. Today, we're actually... So it's been a 4-day workshop. The first 2 days were Drupal 101, and the second 2 days were theming Drupal. And so we've been talking about theming. And so if anybody has any theming particular questions, come on up, and or actually pretty much anything.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Come on up, Clint. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Clint from St. Louis via all of Texas and Oklahoma. We've got to get the microphone to Clint.
Hello, guys. Thank you for this week of excellent training. And I just wanted to get some more detail on what the theming experience is going to be like in 4.8/5.0. How much easier is my life going to be now?
We'll put this one to Ted Serbinski. Oh, no. Ted, theming ninja Serbinski.
So how much easier is it going to be? I guess it depends on how you're using theming. So I got a patch that just was committed that makes it really easy and consistent to add CSS files to Drupal. So right now, they're in Drupal 4.7, there's about 3 ways, maybe even more, depending on how creative you are, to add a CSS file to Drupal. They're all wrong, and it's a mess. And the reason they're wrong is, so you have a Drupal CSS being loaded, you have a module CSS being loaded, you have your theme CSS. You can't actually reliably override stuff. You can't put the C in CSS. You can't cascade anything. It's just basically a mess. So, and your theme, you're like, well, if I want to basically get rid of Drupal CSS or override the table colors, right now, you don't know when Drupal CSS is going to be called. It might be called after your theme. So you're theming all that work you put into it, it didn't do anything. Drupal still wins in the end. You can't tell it what to do. So what this patch does is it makes it consistent. Core CSS is always first, then module CSS, then theme CSS. And it's always going to do that. There's one way to do it, Drupal add CSS. It can't get any easier than that. And the advantage is for like sites that say, hey, I don't want to use Drupal CSS at all. Now, instead of going into template.php and putting in this weird hack, you can say unset CSS and it's gone. So it makes it really easy to override CSS. What else is going on? So I have a patch on the site that basically splits up all of the CSS in Drupal. And what this does is Drupal CSS is kind of a mess. Actually, it's a really big mess. And I want to get rid of it. And a lot of people want to get rid of it. And why do people want to get rid of it? Well, it just gets in the way way too much. So if you head to drupal.org/node/77183, please give it a plus one. Look at it. Anything you want to do. It's just about ready. What this patch does is it takes Drupal CSS and it gets rid of it. So this is the patch that may have killed Drupal CSS. And by the time this podcast goes live, CSS might be dead. We don't know.
Drupal CSS. And there will be absolutely no way to tell that it's a Drupal site anymore by looking at the.
Well, there'll still be some ways. But so what's going to happen is Drupal CSS is going to go away. But all that CSS is still around because some of it's kind of useful. So now there's an aggregator CSS. There's a system CSS. There's a book CSS. There's taxonomy CSS, node CSS. So all that stuff is going to be loaded when it needs to be loaded.
So aren't people going to freak out that there's like 18 CSS files for your site that are getting loaded?
Maybe. It depends on who you're talking to.
I'm going to give it a minus one.
Minus one? Oh.
No.
Maybe. Minus zero. Minus five. So.
No, I think it's a good thing. But people got to kind of get used to that idea. I mean, they're loading all these images on the page, and
right. It's
okay to do that with CSS too. It's cached at the browser
exactly.
level.
Exactly. And the advantage to this is Drupal CSS loads on a site. Maybe all you have is the node enabled and taxonomy. 90% of that CSS, your site's never going to make use of because you don't have the module. So now, if you enable the module, it loads the CSS. If you don't have it enabled, it doesn't load it. So if you enable all the modules, you have a bunch of CSS files loading. That's not so good, but you also have multiple HTTP requests. So you have, when you say grab my site, the web browser's like, okay, give me all these CSS files at once instead of one giant one. So on like slower speed, like dial-up, if anyone's using dial-up, I don't know. I haven't talked to anyone that uses dial-up in a long time, but...
What is dial-up?
What is dial-up? Dial-up is like really slow internet. It would be... I don't even have a good analogy.
I don't want to give... I'm just joking here. I don't want to give a bad impression of Drupal. It's actually well optimized for small downloads, so it should work just fine.
So theming in the next version should be easier. The biggest headache themers have is CSS, and that's gotten a lot better. So I'm going to say it's going to be easier.
Thanks, Ted.
There's also been some changes with the way that menus are rendered. Is that true? There's like ID tags now on them. We're using that on MTV. A good trick if you're down on the corporations for being exploitive of the internet, go to mtv.co.uk and turn off styles. It works. It's good. It's good stuff. They're doing good things.
I mean, Uma Thurman still pops up everywhere.
Yeah. Well, there's that Uma Thurman problem. But, I mean, who doesn't have the Uma Thurman problem? Seriously. Uma Thurman. I can't say that more than once, really.
Uma Thurman. Uma Thurman. Yeah, I can't either.
Angie?
Uma Thurman.
Ah! Yes.
Is she Canadian Uma Thurman, maybe?
I don't know.
She had a summer home in Antigonish in Nova Scotia.
I did not know that.
There you go. You learn something new every day about Uma Thurman. What else? Any other exciting news on the Drupal front? There's a Brussels DrupalCon thing coming up. Anybody know the dates on that?
September
22nd, 23rd in Brussels. Brussels, Belgium, home of Drupal.
Trees
and Steven and Steven. They're technically near there.
That thing's freaking me out, man.
I know. And she's used to sitting at home in the corner, with her headset on and stuff. And it's weird talking to people in person, isn't it?
It is.
I know it's hard for us computer people to get out and be with people in person. What else? We looked at some interesting things this week.
We built a theme today.
We did. We built a theme.
Yeah, we built a theme.
We built a theme. We're going to hopefully contribute get it.
Everyone built a theme. So does someone want to comment on what they thought of that or anything?
It was a lot easier than I thought.
Yeah,
it would be.
Totally easier than I thought.
Theming is easier than you thought.
Can we get that one more time?
Can I get an amen?
Theming with Ted is easier than we thought.
Give him the extra gold star.
I want to take Tim home. I need him around.
Yes, I know.
I also mow lawns.
Everyone should have a Ted.
For Belgian beer.
Get him drunk. He'll do your theme. Sloppy, sloppy theme.
It might not work, but it'll look pretty good.
Especially when you're drunk.
Right.
are there any tips or tricks when creating a separate theme for the admin section of your new theme?
Actually, there's a good, arguably a good patch that went into Drupal Head, the next version of Drupal. There's a setting where you can actually choose the admin theme. So you could have a separate theme just for your admin section. So if you had something that was real delicate and careful for the front end, but you needed all the big honking tables for the admin section, you can just go with Blue Marine or something military grade for the back end, you know. I still, you know, try and build themes or sort of, I mean, it's possible to put some cases in for if you're in the admin section, don't show the sidebars or something like that right in the theme. So you don't actually need to do theme switching, especially because conceptually speaking, theme switching, I mean, it's a whole different set of CSS files and all that stuff that gets cached normally won't. And so with the admin section, it's not like most of your users are going there really, but if you also include the node editing pages and stuff where they might go, it's sort of a whole bunch more overhead for people to download and stuff like that. So that's a thing. But basically, you know, when theming stuff for the admin section, it's mostly just sort of about having the screen real estate for just giant things like the access table and stuff like that. So theme switching for devices would be cool as well. Yes. Well, you can actually do that in a number of different ways. I thought about a module that could do that. I mean, I think there's a library out there that has like all of, you know, it does a sort of a browser detect, but a really complicated browser detect where it can tell you, okay, this is a Palm Trio version 1 with the Blazor browser version 3 on it, you know, and stuff like that. And based on that, you could render out different stuff for different devices. So if you've got a site that has a lot of users, I mean, you could do switching either within your own one existing theme, just swap out, you know, don't load the CSS or load different CSS or something like that, or actually swap it out for an entirely different theme that might not have some of the regions on it or something like that, some real stripped down kind of thing. But I don't know that there's a module that does that yet that exists, but it's definitely doable within the current hooks of Drupal. There's a theme switcher that people tend to use. It's one of those things that people tend to use early on in a project, and then as they get further down the project, they realize they need to abandon that and find another way to do it. But there's one, what is it called, sections module that basically allows you to have a different theme for each section of your site. Well, but again, you have those problems where you end up needing to replicate the same CSS files over and over in all these different themes. All these slightly different themed versions of pages on your site, and you lose all the benefits of having style sheets and all that kind of stuff. So
there was another patch we didn't talk about. Jeff Eden came up with a patch that basically, based on the URL, so the arg, so you have arg0 node, arg2, or arg1 is a number, and arg2 is edit. There's a theme where he came up with you can use the menu path to basically have a TPL file. So you can have a node -5-edit.tpl file, and if one exists, it'll automatically call that. So if you're editing that page, you can have a TPL file for it. And I can't find the syntax in front of me.
What is the use case where you would want to have a separate editing for just node 5?
If you have a really, really pushy boss, it's like, this is my node and this is what I edit, you can do whatever you want for him.
Actually, that's a pretty common use case, isn't it?
He's like, does it work like this on all the sites? Like, yeah.
It would replace the sections module, basically, because you could say if the path starts with a something. That uses.
Right, and it switches out the page template or the node template?
The page template.
Wow.
And it's I can't find, I don't know why it's not documented, but it's really powerful. So that would be a way to create an admin. You can just create an admin.tpl, and if there's admin in the URL as an argument, it'll automatically bring that template file up.
And that's in, or that's...
That's in. And it's not in the upgrade docs.
Damn.
Jeff Eden, if you're listening, or someone knows where you're at.
Someone find Jeff Eden and get more information in the form of printed documentation for the handbook.
How does that compare to what you did on the MTV site? Because you, when you go into different areas, it doesn't completely change, but you do get a pretty different look.
Okay, so that's a really good question. How do you change the theme on MTV site when you're in different channels? Well, if you go to the site and have a look, if you go to, like, say, node/25 versus node/55, it changes completely. So obviously we're not using the URL because node... It doesn't matter what node you're looking at. The site's going to look totally different. So the way we got around that is taxonomy. So if you're on node 25, that's part of the MTV channel, and it's part of the news section. Node/100 is MTV dance, and it's in their show section. So based on how it's categorized through some like fancy logic, you can figure out what CSS files to load and which page template to load. So we don't... Doesn't matter what the URL is because it's not reliable. People might access it through channel/mtv2/shows or just node/25. So you can't rely on what section it in. So the taxonomy comes to the rescue. You load the node and figure out what CSS to load.
So you're using the same theme for the entire MTV site.
Yes. So
a different CSS.
It just switches out CSS per site section. And it decides the site section based on the taxonomy area. So I actually have a node that I wrote for a couple different sites and haven't had a chance to do podcasts, haven't had a chance to commit a couple of modules, but it's called primary term module. So each node, in addition, you know, there's like could be a multi-select taxonomy, so a node could exist in several sections of the site. But when you go to the node page itself, there's a primary term that gets selected that's one of those multi-select. And so based on that, we know that it's in MTV or VH1 or whatever.
And there's only one page file for the entire site. It's about as big as Blue Marine, but there's like 15 CSS files and 1,000 image files.
What's the benefit of using the primary category?
Well, the primary, because there's one primary term.
Well, as opposed to creating another vocabulary with just those primary terms.
Well, because it would be just a clone of that same vocabulary. Because a thing, let's say it's a news item, it could be a news item from that's pertinent to MTV, MTV2, and VH1.
You only have one.
U2 and VH1 Classic. and so by having that, but when you go to that page, you can't theme it as all of those things. You know, when you go to that node page, it needs to reflect that primary channel that it's a part of. So that's the concept. And I sort of wrote this module originally kind of rolling my eyes. You know, client asked for it, and I thought, well, I guess if they want that, you know, I can't figure out any other uses for other sites. And then about like three other sites immediately, it was like, oh, I've got a solution for that. Perfect. You know, it's just one of those things that's like, I don't know, just there may be a better solution out there, but it's just the one I've got. And now that I've talked about it, I'll have to commit it. Damn.
Speaking of Jeff Eden, just today, another patch got in that builds the node body through arrays.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what that means is that instead of things just throwing their extra stuff for nodes anywhere they feel like it, it's now structured so you can weight things. So you can say, I want my stuff to go at the beginning of the node body. I want my stuff to go at the end, but before the taxonomy stuff or that kind of stuff. And it, if anybody's ever gotten to the theming hell where you've got a node template and you want to change the way it looks, so you don't want to just print content, you want to actually print individual fields and reorder them and do stuff. When you're talking about nodes that add or I'm sorry, modules that add things to the node.
Name them. You know what they are.
I know what they are. There's upload, there's event, there's location, and there's sign up module. And Chad, if I ever find you. But anyway, so this will make that much easier. Everything will be stored as an array, so you can reorder them, you can print them in any order, you can all
and people have been talking about that a lot with contemplate module, that it's like, okay, I kind of get it, but how do I get the event information on the node? And the good news is that now you won't be able to at all, because the event will be just horribly broken until it fixes this, and then it will work.
The other thing that did was basically take the form rendering stuff and kind of abstract it out. So now Drupal has a rendering API that's related to the form stuff. So it's cool because it's taking stuff that works really well for form API and kind of making it more general for everything.
And the other one other thing is, with half a CCK in core, this patch just makes it even easier for more CCK to get in the core. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but if anyone wants to work on it, we all love it.
So we haven't really talked about that, have we? The half a CCK is in core now. What does that mean? Matt? Matt keeps falling asleep.
You can't run away.
So what that means is that, you know, when you install Drupal and you have the page in store and you first look at it and you're like, what's the difference? I go to the forums and they both look the same. They've got title and body. What that means now is that you can actually rename those page or stories. So you can call page article and you can call story news if that's better for your site, rather than telling your clients, yeah, I know that you wanted a news item, but I had to call it story. Sorry about that. So what that means is that title and body, those fields, you can rename those too. And if anybody out there is savvy with CCK, you can add fields like drop-downs, prices, birth dates, all that stuff. So CCK is going to focus more on adding fields to the content form, and the CCK part that's in core is focusing on renaming the content types or creating new content types, right?
I think managing the fields that get added. Yeah.
Sorry to scare you with the microphone. Okay. But if you're going to talk, you got to talk to the microphone. It's just the way it works.
I'll mime.
She's in a box. She's in a box.
We all are.
So CCK, people just catching up, is the content construction kit. I always say creation kit. Content construction kit. And so now it's going to need to morph a lot because it used to have this thing called the content module that did all that stuff, so you could just add all the node types that you wanted. But now that part's in core, and now being able to add any fields that you want to any of those nodes is sort of what is left as part of the content construction kit, as far as I understand it. I try to surround myself with people that can correct me if I'm wrong, so it allows me to ask a lot of questions and sound like he must know the answer. Look at him leading the questions. And I don't really know what I'm talking about. Any other questions from the peanut gallery? Excitement? Have we worn you out? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you all switching to Joomla now?
What was the like biggest thing that you went aha in this week?
Views?
Yeah.
Views.
That really opens up.
Like CCK and views and like all the stuff that you can do is amazing.
Yeah. CCK and views. It's true. We've been saying that for months now, trying to get the good religion out there.
Definitely opens up the site much more than just, you know, the individual story type concepts or the individual, you know, stock static post. You had basically two options, either that or you had, you know, manipulate, you know, write up PHP and put it inside of a node, where this allows an end user to sit there and create a whole new content type and just instantly have it on their site without, you know, really any worry. So I think those are you know, a lot of other things have changed, but I think that right there is something that's going to make a lot more people, you know, managers and whatnot, happier.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we've been using
it. They benefit from all the back-end stuff and all the other cool stuff that's happening, but it's what they see and what they use that they notice and care about the most, and that is a huge step in the right direction.
Right.
And it's in core now.
And it's in core, yeah. And I mean, that's why we've been using it. It's just that there's always that unknown. You write the custom module, and you get all tangled up in your code and stuff, and you put just the fields that you need on it, and then invariably you give it to the client, and they say, can we have an extra field for blah, blah, blah? And, you know, you got to get – it's really nice to be able to just add it, to have it totally – extensible.
I know there's been some talk about it, but I'm not sure if it's something that's seriously planned or not, but is an export module for the CCK on the horizon? So I wouldn't want to sit down and say, you know, build a complicated object for my site that I could also use somewhere else and then have to sit down and type it all in again.
Yeah, that is a problem. Vue's has a great, you know, import-export kind of stuff, and CCK I don't believe has it yet.
Some blurb about someone thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can, you know, say that there's 17 people in the room here right now that would love that, and 3 people that would hate it.
Huh?
They walk amongst us. I don't. Yeah. So that would be a great thing. Definitely the export stuff. So.
Jazza, I don't know your actual name. I do, but it's escaping
Jeremy,
me right now.
Is that
Jeremy? Yeah. Is working on an import-export API module as part of the Summer of Code project that he's doing.
That's generic, right? A generic one?
Yep. So it's likely that once that's finalized, which Summer of Code ends in 2 weeks?
How's that
less,
going?
Good, I think. I've been a little bit lax in my meta-mentor duties, but if that thing ends up taken off, then conceivably someone could go in and write an export function for CCK and import.
Cool.
So go Jazza.
Go Jazza. He's Australian, right?
Then it'd be Jazza, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm really wish I'd been following that. We'll have to do a Summer of Code extravaganza podcast and talk about the great successes and failures of Sarok. Yes, we will just focus on the successes. Such is the nature of open source. Let the wonderful stuff float to the top. Any new good new modules? Anybody been keeping an eye on the new modules coming out? I have a bookmark for that somewhere. This is all the stuff we edit out.
Dead air.
It's why it's a podcast and not live. Here's a good tip for those of you who are module freaks like Jeff Robbins. If you go to drupal.org/taxonomy/term/14, that is the list of all the modules in reverse chronological order. So when new modules get submitted to drupal.org, new projects that are module projects, they get submitted here. So it's a good place to sort of go through and see what the new stuff is. Look, file field. Daryl O'Pry, we got to meet him in Montreal. We had a little bit of a Drupal con, Drupal
a
meetup.
Weekend.
Would you extend a Drupal meetup?
Yeah.
Get together and sweat in Montreal.
It was hot.
And Daryl came up from New York City, and Moshe and I came up, and we rolled some patches for Devel module while crossing the U.S.-Canadian border. We're not quite sure how the copyrights work on those. I think it's, I don't know, GPL kind of negates all that or something. But so in file field, so you can upload files into CCK. Of course, now it probably doesn't work. Views fusion, that's an exciting one. I don't even want to know what that does.
The ability to melt multiple views.
Anything with the word fusion in it, I tend to shy away from it.
What about like Asian fusion? Like
actually, Asian fusion's all right, but like jazz delicious. Fusion, not good. Yeah. Not good, in my opinion. I understand some people like it. Not me.
Well, you got the regular, like, nuclear fusion. That's supposed to be really great. Well, once they figure
fusion,
it out.
Fusion? Yeah, fusion. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. That's when they say, we've discovered fusion, you go, yay! Finally, my jetpack!
Exactly. Till then, you guys.
There was a hoax about that a couple years ago. We're in D.C. right now, right?
Yeah.
What are we up to? Like, terrorism blue or something? Terrorism... super alpha red.
Someone in the audience knows a lot about it. I haven't been paying attention to the news. I'm going to work on these presentations.
You don't care because you're not getting our player.
Yeah, something happened. Somebody was drinking an explosive bottle of water or something. Gatorade. Yeah, I think so. And so now no one can carry any Gatorade onto any airplanes anywhere. So it's exciting being so close to the White House.
We're actually
because I sort of feel both ways about it. You know, it's like, well. But, you know, it'd be bad to be here if it happened.
And it's okay, because the president's in Wisconsin today.
Oh, there you go. Great. Well, so. That has nothing to do with Drupal. Why are people even still listening to this podcast?
Drupal for president.
Yes.
We need an alien leader.
We don't already.
Well, right on. You know...
Where do you go from there?
I don't know where you go from there. Maybe you just end the podcast from there. Maybe that's the thing we should do. Maybe we should. Well, we'll be back next week, quote unquote. You know, if you get caught, if you're way behind on the podcasts, you can conceivably listen to them weekly until you run out. So I'm going to continue calling it a weekly podcast. People have questions for the podcast, 877-LULLABOT. If they have answers for the podcast, also 877-LULLABOT. Yeah.
Good luck.
I know. Remember that podcast that we did where we didn't have coffee?
Which one was that?
I don't know. It was kind of fizzling with big empty pauses.
Was that last week?
No, but people loved that one. I think people are going to love this one, too.
I thought that was our silence appreciation podcast.
Ah, the meditation podcast, yeah. Yes. Okay, well, yeah, take care, everyone, and we'll see you next time on the Lullabot podcast. And then we edit in all the music here and stuff. It's- yeah.